Welcome to episode 14 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, two-keystroke instant playback in SOX. When you're ready to record your audition or project segment, you probably set up your digital audio workstation to record, and then play it back for quality assurance. There's a lot of mouse clicking involved when you're recording in a GUI editor, and it takes several milliseconds to hunt and click the correct menu options. There's a command line way I like much better. In this episode, we'll look at how you can greatly accelerate this process, and with assured audio quality. Here's today's audio technology factoid. There are numerous digital audio tools that perform equalization. These range from simple features in audio players such as VLC to expensive rack-mounted professional equipment. Different equipment and tools perform at different degrees of resolution. But equalization involves dividing the audio into discrete frequency bands for the purpose of amplifying or attenuating them independently of each other. Equalization even brings to mind the old tone controls on AM radios. My recollection of the tone control is that it made the sound seem either muffled or tinny. It did that by raising and lowering the level of different frequency components of the audio in relation to other frequency components that were together in the same composite audio. In a way, the term equalization could be a bit of a misnomer, especially if you think of the purpose of the equalizer controls as deliberately setting different frequency bands to different output levels from those in the original audio. And that is done for the purpose of correcting some perceived or real imbalance in the original audio. Applying the best equalization settings is tricky, however, and the takeaway is that there are limits to what you can do with equalization alone. Today's feature Linux audio tip is two-keystroke instant playback in SOX. When you're ready to record your audition or project segment, you probably set up your digital audio workstation to record, and then play it back for quality assurance. There's a lot of mouse clicking involved when you're recording in a GUI editor, and it takes several milliseconds to hunt and click the correct menu options. There's a command line way I like much better. This can help you greatly accelerate your recording process, and with assured audio quality. If you manage your recording and playback from the command line instead of with mouse clicks in a GUI, you have the ability to be a lot more efficient at the recording stage of your work. Here's how. The key to doing this on a Linux machine is with bash scripts, very short ones. I have a short bash script for recording, and a corresponding short bash script for playing back what I just recorded. The only other packages you need to have installed on your machine are SOX and optionally, or I should say optimally, Normalize. For two-keystroke playback, the record script needs to make the file name of the recorded file available for the playback script. There are different ways to accomplish this, but my record script saves the recorded file name as text in another file. One way to do this is to echo the recorded file name into another file. Why go through all of that just to save a file name? Why not just save it to a variable, you might ask? The answer is, you might do that if you could ensure that the variable would retain the file name after the record script exited. Ah, there's the challenge. Disk space is cheap anymore, so the few bytes needed to place it in a file that is then persisted and managed by the file system is a surefire way to ensure that the file name is available for your playback script. The sample code for that line in the record script would look something like this. Echo, $, record file name dot wave, > file with record file name. That assumes that your record script captures the record file name in the first place, which it really should. When you're done recording a segment and have closed your record script, the file with record file name file is sitting there in your working directory, and you're now ready for two-keystroke playback. The playback script utilizes the file with record file name to play the segment recorded just a moment before. The sample code for that line in the playback script would look something like this. Play, $, open parentheses, cat, file with record file name, close parentheses. The cat part of that code segment delivers the content of file with record file name to the SOX command play, which then causes SOX to call the file recordfilename.wav and play it back to you. All right there from the command line, with the playback script handling the record file name housekeeping for you. The two keystrokes for playback are the playback script file name, which should be only one character requiring only one keystroke, and the enter key, which is your second keystroke for playback. Then you're instantly hearing the segment you just recorded, and can readily check it for quality control, all without GUI hunting, playback head positioning, and clicking. Then, import that audio into your GUI editor for further editing and processing. Next time, we'll cover managing multiple takes for the best audition. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwalk.voices.com and voice123.com/marwalk. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.